Julia, let's talk about some of the innovations. I think when you look at this crowd, it's kind of a high-test group, leadership from all the different states raising corn, soybeans, wheat, and beyond. Talk to me about what's top of mind when you're meeting with these growers.
So this year in particular, we've seen a lot more conversations around understanding cost of production, understanding like what's being profitable, what's not, and really how they can adjust what they're going to do next year, and understanding, you know, what's going to help them, you know, break even, you know, or do better. The other piece of it is really empowering faster access to capital. So one of the things that we just released was a mobile check deposit for grain settlement checks. So it's at amounts large enough to accommodate most grain settlement checks. And so for the farmer, instead of, you know, getting the check in the mail that afternoon, having to drive back into town, you might not go to town that day or not, you know, before the bank closes, and, you know, being able to have to wait that extra day or longer, versus being able to just snap a picture with their phone, have those funds. They could keep them in the bushel account, which is going to earn them interest right away. They can move it to other accounts that make sense for them. But it's you know, helping them get that capital and being able to do things with it in their real time in that.
In particular, in this environment, growers, that access to capital gets to be a huge denominator.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's, you know, being able to have those funds and like I said, have the options of what works best for them. And it could be, like I said, earning interest right away. It could be paying off their farm credit or, you know, other operating notes or things like that. And being able to have that flexibility and do what they need to do in a more convenient way than what is today. Our state of the farm data that we do every year with our farmers shows 70% of grain settlements are still paid with paper check, which if you look at any other industry, any of us that, you know, work for a business, we have not received a paper check in decades, right? But it's, I mean, that's the reality of agriculture. And so, you know, when we look at technology developments, it's what's really going to help the farmer be able to continue their operations, to be able to look at, you know, their business goals and things like that, and be able to operate in a better way for them, to help them sustain for the long term.
So educate my listeners as it relates to Bushel Wallet. What does that mean? What kind of opportunities are available?
Sure. So Bushel Wallet is a way for farmers and agribusinesses to more conveniently and securely move money back and forth. And so, for instance, with the Bushel Wallet, like I said, there's a bank account, or they can link multiple bank accounts. We see a lot of grain buyers across the country using that as a direct deposit ability to those farmers. And at the same time, especially for those full service co-ops, that farmer is able to turn around and pay them as well, instead of the checks back and forth or other ways that they're collecting funds today.
So what's been the adoption level from that ag retailer, that those grain elevators?
Like I said, it's been really great. You know, I think we've got at least 40 companies right now that are using the direct deposit. We see, you know, typically, you know, January is always a huge month where we see those, you know, deferred payments coming in, and then through harvest as well. And so, like I said, and we've, you know, definitely, like I said, the flexibility of quite a few farmers are keeping it within Bushel. And then we also see folks, like I said, linking to other accounts as well. And then you start to see how that network grows, when all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is really an easy way to pay my truckers. This is a really easy way, you know, to pay my agronomists, in just a more convenient way. So
I think it's such a fun story, looking at a local Fargo company, yeah, and really how we've grown from pretty humble beginnings.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about Bushel's origins, were literally, you know, a grain elevator looking if there was a way that they could, you know, digitize scale tickets. And that wasn't that long ago, relatively. That was 2018. And now, like, that user experience for the farmers, where now it's like, so they're not just seeing that information of the scale tickets or seeing the information of the contracts. They're able to make offers on their grain. They're able to sign contracts. They're able to and now move the money. And so just to watch that evolution over, you know, the past few years, it's really been incredible. And from the grain elevator and ag retailer side, it turned into not just a customer experience for their farmers, but they found their office operations got a whole lot more efficient, right? It was less phone calls. The phone calls they were having were better because it wasn't like, hey, where's this contract at? Or, you know, things like that. It became, honestly, Bushel's always been about strengthening those relationships and using technology to, you know, reinforce those relationships because they're really important in agriculture. We all know that. And that is held to be true where it's like, oh, instead of these, you know, really tactical phone conversations we're having back and forth and frustration of not seeing the same thing or being on the same page, to being able to alleviate that has been, you know, again, really helpful to the industry.
Any final take-home message?
No, I think this year's commodity classic, the conversation I would say has shifted where that cost of production has become, you know, much more, people are way more interested in that than years past where, again, I think we talked about, you know, where it's like you could get by with some educated guesses, but today you got to know and what's working and what's actually going to make you money.